For 12 years, fishing vessels have avoided killing the short-tailed albatross. In the past month, two of the endangered birds have been taken as bycatch. Now biologists and fishermen alike are trying to figure out why this happened and what this means, both for the birds and for the longline fleet. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
In the past month, two short-tailed albatrosses have been killed on cod longlines in the Bering Sea. It's been over a decade since there was last an incident involving the endangered birds. The first take occurred on August 24th, and the second happened just last week on September 14th. Kenny Down is the executive director of the Freezer Longline Coalition. He says that preventing the incidental bycatch of the short-tailed albatross has long been a top priority for the group.
We are incredibly saddened by the take of these beautiful birds, and it happened at the time of year and in locations where we've seen the short-tailed albatross in the past, and their population is growing. So it's always difficult to when dealing with a perfect record to go forever. So we had no takes in 12 years. We're really proud of that, but we're incredibly saddened that we're in the situation that we're in.
In the 19th century, the short-tailed albatross was one of the most common birds in the Pacific. But by the 1940s, the species was believed to be extinct, the result of excessive hunting. A decade later, about a dozen birds surprised conservationists by popping up in Japan. There, they began breeding. Rob Surian is a biologist at Oregon State University who studies the birds. He says the current population is now up to about 3,000 individuals, which may be part of why boats are starting to spot more of them.
The population has been increasing at about 7.5% each year for over a decade now. My guess is that these two takes aren't going to affect that population trajectory much. I think we're seeing signs of an increasing population where the boats are going to interact more with the birds because there are more birds for them to interact with.
Surian adds that just because there will be increased interaction between the birds and boats doesn't necessarily mean there will be increased conflict. While he says he's not exactly sure why these two albatrosses were taken after so many years with that incident, it's possible that the birds' food supply might be down.
It seems to be maybe a couple of just occurrences at this point in time and that are maybe related to, for example, lack of availability of natural food for the birds. So maybe they're being more aggressive around the fishing vessels, or just maybe certain specific circumstances in the area where the vessels are fishing right now. So it's really difficult to assess if this is going to be a longer-term or more frequent trend. I would guess not.
According to Surian, the consecutive take of these two albatrosses was so surprising, partially because longline vessels have been so successful at reducing bird bycatch in recent years. Streamer lines have been used to scare birds away, and long lines with weights help sink the gear before birds can get to it. Shannon Fitzgerald is a seabird biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and he says these steps have reduced the take of short-tailed albatross significantly.
All the cod freezer longliners that observers are on are using paired streamer lines for a seabird mitigation device. So the bycatch of seabirds in that fleet has actually been reduced by well over 80% since the time before the streamer lines were required till what they have now.
Because the short-tailed albatross is an endangered species, the federal government closely monitors incidental bycatch of the bird. It expects four individuals to be taken in a two-year period. While restrictions could ultimately be placed on longliners if bycatch got to be too high, Fitzgerald says that there isn't a quota in place. If two more albatrosses were caught in addition to the ones already taken, the first step would be an Endangered Species Act Section 7 consultation. This would involve an evaluation of the protective measures that already exist and, he says, potentially the creation of new ones. But until that happens, excessive fretting about closures or new restrictions is premature. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.